Let's talk
Fair
about
enough.
another company that has lost some momentum here as we have headed into the waning days of 2021. And I'm talking about Tesla, because the stock is down about 11.5% from its record close on November 4th. It's still up more than 60% year to date, though. And Elon Musk just keeps on selling shares. It's not clear if he's in fact done now. We keep thinking he's done as he gets closer to the 10% of shares that he said he was going to sell, all of this having to do with covering his taxes. But Saz, it's interesting here. I mean, you know, you could say, well, the shares have been falling as he's been selling. But as we've just been talking about, a lot of the hot momentum stocks have been losing steam around the same time. So, you know, you could kind of six of one, half dozen of the other in terms of what's been going on with Tesla.
Julie, he may not even know if he's done selling his stock. Let's get real here. But look, you know, I do think, and I'll continue to say this, that at some point you will start to focus, or investors will start to focus on the fundamental potential of Tesla over the next few years. And I've just been all morning long digging through this new note out of Deutsche Bank. Emmanuel Rosner is the analyst there on Tesla. Say, quote, all in, with considerable volume, cost, and operating leverage momentum, we continue to see large upside to 2022 consensus expectations on Tesla. And he's just making the case, Rosner, that the demand continues to outstrip the supply, not just for Tesla products, but electric vehicles at large. And when you see that dynamic at play, you have to wonder, you know, do those earnings estimates on Tesla have to pick up in a big way next year? And if they do, what does that mean for the stock price? Theoretically, it would mean a higher stock price.
Well, we're just showing that chart that I wanted to talk about, and that as I was seeing the stock and its gains this year, I thought, well, when's the last time that we have seen Tesla have a 60% gain in a year? Well, last year it was up 787%. I'd forgotten.
Nice chart.
And in fact, it's risen on an annual basis. It has risen every year since it went public. And its smallest gain, as you can see in 2018, was 9.2%. Its largest gain was in 2020. But 2013 stands out, 379% almost. I mean, it's just, it's kind of incredible the trip that this stock has taken, that it hasn't had a down year.
It just underscores that Tesla remains just this cult favorite stock, Julie. But, you know, next year, you know, we're just talking about Coinbase and Robinhood, you know, being next year being key years. It will be a key year for Tesla. High expectations coming into the year, as I laid out. But next year, I would argue, is really the first year where we're going to get some legitimate competitors in the space. And this has been a thing that all the Tesla bears have been talking about in recent years. Oh, we're going to get this wave of competition. Well, next year's the year. You have Ford already saying it's completely sold out for the first year, first run of its production for its electric F-150. You have GM out there selling over $100,000 Hummer trucks, electric Hummers. And a lot of other companies coming out with a lot of other models. At some point, Rivian will, I suspect, start to pick up its deliveries and start to meet those estimates. But, you know, Tesla, the competition is coming for it. And next year is really, I would say, the first legitimate year.
Well, and I should point out, it's not even just the bears who are citing the competition, right? Even Dan Ives of Wedbush, who we're going to speak to later in the program, who is definitely a bull on Tesla, acknowledges the competition is going to be rising. And this sort of, you know, Tesla is sort of the only game in town. Yes, of course, there are other vehicle makers that are making electric vehicles. But in terms of this pure play and in terms of the growth that we have seen, as we just illustrated, no one has really come close to Tesla. So that may change, but we'll see what does a more mature Tesla look like. That should be a really fascinating story to watch. And again, we're going to talk to Dan a little bit later in the show.